Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting second. The center fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The DH, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rick Leach. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The shortstop, Robin Yount. Batting third. The first baseman, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Ogilvy. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Gorman Thomas. Batting seventh. The DH, Roy Howell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Don Money. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Moose Haas. And now, play ball. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball, foul, down the right field line, foul. Molitor chases it down, and drops the ball. That's an error on Molitor. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into right field. Molitor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kemp. The throw from Simmons and he is safe. Kemp steals second. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Haas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Brewers. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hebner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Money settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 1 in the game. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0 for 1 in the game. Yount hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Yount reaches second base with a double. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Leach. Ogilvy reaches second base with a double. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 1 in the game. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers strikes out. 1 out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Molitor. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 1 in the game. Leach strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Brewers 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 0 for 1 in the game. Money hits a ball on the ground for a single. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner bunts between the mound and first base. Petrie scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantner for the out. Money moves to second. 1 out. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. Molitor takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Yount hits a line drive into left field. Kemp picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Kemp. Money scores. Molitor goes all the way around to score. Yount moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Brewers. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kemp throws the ball into Whitaker, who tags Cooper trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Yount scores. 2 outs. It's 5 to nothing, Brewers. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Ogilvie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ogilvie for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker bunts towards third. Money fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 2 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to third. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Whitaker tags and scores. Trammell tags and moves to second. 1 out. It's 5-1, Brewers. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cooper scoops it up and throws to first, with Haas covering, for the out. Trammell moves to third. 2 outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Yount scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Brewers 5, and the Tigers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 2 in the game. Howell bunts towards the mound. Kinney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Rezima now pitching. Don Money is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Money is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Money strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantner is walked intentionally. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Molitor hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Molitor reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Gantner goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Brewers. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Molitor scores. It's 8-1, Brewers. Kevin Saucier now pitching. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hebner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cooper for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Sal Bando now playing third base. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 2 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Parrish hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Parrish reaches second base with a double. Rick Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0 for 2 in the game. Leach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Ogilvy. Leach reaches second base with a double. Parrish scores. It's 8-2, Brewers. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Whitaker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Ogilvy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvy is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ogilvy hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gorman Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0 for 3 in the game. Howell hits a line drive into center field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Ogilvie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. George Capozzello now pitching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive towards first. Hebner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Molitor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Brewers 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 0 for 3 in the game. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 3 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Fahey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fahey hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Milwaukee Brewers, 8, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.